The Tanya for the 23rd of Elul, Chav Gimel Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's on page 248. The number at the bottom of the page is 480. The Rebbe is writing this letter to a community that was having a difficult time financially, and their tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael had decreased. And the Rebbe is saying to them that this is not appropriate, because when another person is poorer than you, then even if you're also poor, you have to give to him until he becomes equal to you. We're in the middle of the page of the period. The line begins, Bishavah. V'hinei zehu al pishuras hadin gomur. All of the above, that the statement that your life takes precedent over somebody else's applies only where your needs are equally basic, are equal with the poor man. But if the poor man's needs are more basic, then you have to give. That's all according to the letter of the law. Aval be'emes, but in truth, gam mihu inyan. To leishayich kol kach ha'netameh, that even if there's a circumstance in which this reason doesn't apply so much, zuyu l'chol adam, it is appropriate for all people, shalei l'dakdek, to not be so scrupulous, or so demanding, so measured, l'hamid al hadin, to stand by the letter of the law, zak, what is appropriate is, l'dchek chayov, to put aside his own life, v'likondes l'fnai v'lifnim mishuras hadin, to go way beyond the letter of the law, the lideg la'atme, and to take concern, memay marizal, from the statement, to be concerned about the statement in the Gemara, shekol ha'medagdeg b'kach, save bolidei kachas v'sholem, that whoever is restricted and does not feel the other person's concern about where he's going to find food and be able to support himself in the future, for the coming day, that person will eventually, God forbid, come to the same condition where he himself will have to worry about where his next meal will come from. V'gam ki kulonu tzrichim l'rachmi shamayim b'choleis, particularly since we all need divine compassion at all times, b'sarusa d'l'tata dafke, and that comes only when we show compassion first. B'chol eis, at all times, or b'chol shah, at every hour. L'eire rachameinu, to arouse our compassion, al hatzrichim, on those who need our compassion. Hatzrichim l'rachamim. B'chol hamamit levavi v'kevish rachamov, and anyone who is hard of heart and suppresses his compassion, yihye me'ezetam sheyihye, no matter what the reason is, for whatever reason he does this, geirim kach lemailo lichbeish v'chulu chas v'sholem, he causes the same to happen above, since it all depends on the arousal below. If we are not moved to compassion here below, for whatever reason, we're lacking the cause. We're not creating the cause for divine compassion, and from above, God forbid, there is also a withholding of compassion. Uma gam ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh teiv tamid v'lo yechtor, and particularly since a human being is not a tzadik who is always good and never sins, so we need forgiveness v'hatzdaka mechaperes u'megina min apronis. And tzedakah has the effect of bringing forgiveness and of protecting us from punishment. Ulezeis. And therefore, not only should the person go beyond the letter of the law, in that he will give to the other person, even if he has the same need as the other person. As for example, I may have more bread than my neighbor, but I am as short in water as he is. So I will give him bread in order that we be equal in that, but I can't share water with him because here I apply the statement that my life comes first. So to go beyond the letter of the law would mean that even in that one item in which we are equal, I will give him of that as well. And then we can go a step further beyond the letter of the law, and that is that I am perfectly equal with the other. I have not more water than him and not more bread than him, where it is totally beyond the letter of the law for me to give up what I have. Yet I will go beyond the letter of the law because of all these reasons, because tzedakah brings forgiveness and it protects from punishment and so on. So the giving of the tzedakah is a healing both for the body and for the soul. Where there's a reward of measure for measure, skin for skin. And everything that a person has, he will spend, he will give up for his life, for his health, as it says in Eev, in Job. And so even if it's beyond the letter of the law, what doesn't a person do in order to guarantee his own health? Bishagam, and particularly, onu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, we are, after all, believers, the children of believers, ki hatzdaka eina zak halva l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that is that we believe that tzedakah is nothing more than a loan to God. We're lending the money to God by giving to the poor man. Kidachsiv malva Hashem chenin dol ugmula yishalim lebikiflayim be'elam hazeh, and God will repay doubly in this world ischar kol ha-mitzvahs leka be'elam hazeh, because reward for other mitzvahs doesn't exist in this world. The reward for mitzvahs is in the world to come. But that's in other mitzvahs, levad mitzvah, except for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Fi shehu tev lebriyos, because he is being good to people, to creatures, therefore God is good to him also on the level of creatures, of the created level. And this, the Rebbe says, takes us beyond the letter of the law, where it says, v'chei achicha imach, that your brother must live with you. So the limitations that those words imply, v'chei, that you have to give him so that he can live. But if he can manage to live, you feel that you don't have to give him. So we're going beyond the letter of that law. And it says, v'chei achicha, your brother should live with you, which one might take to exclude those who are not your brothers, those that are called creatures. So here the Rebbe says, because he is being good to creatures, even if he's not your brother, and imoch would mean along with you, equal to you, but not better than you. So here we're going beyond the letter of that law, that your gift to the other person, even if it means that he will end up having more than you. Kedisa b'kedushin se'perikamo, v'gam yesh lochosh la'inish chas v'sholem, and the final consideration and concern should be for a punishment, God forbid, that comes from not giving tzedakah. Not only the loss of a mitzvah, but actual punishment. And that is, kishechavezov, nimonim l'dvar mitzvah, when his friends are all joining in the act of a mitzvah, v'hulei nimne imohem, and he is not included, he's not counted among them, that for that there is a punishment, kaneda. As known from the Gemara, u'l'sheinim yunam, and to those who will listen and obey, they will have goodness come to them, v'tovei aleihem birchas tev b'chol mila demeitiv, and there will come to them a blessing of all good and the best of all things. Heitiva Hashem latevim veyeshodim, God will be good to those who do good and righteousness. Kenafsham v'nefesh adede shleimam mikol lev v'nefesh, as is their wish and the wish of the one who seeks their welfare. Talteva means himself, who seeks their welfare from the depth of it, from his whole heart and soul. In today's Hayem Yem for the 23rd of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Reb Moshe, who was the Alter Rebbe's son, when he was somewhere between 8 and 11 years old, and he was learning in the Gemara, the praises of the Chachamim in the Gemara in Gittin, he wasn't sure of the meaning of the statement of the Rashbi, where it says, Shonu Midesai. And there are two explanations for that. Rashi says, either it means, learn my Torah, study my teachings, or it means, study my Midas, literally my character. As he was uncertain about the meaning, the Alter Rebbe walked in, and he said to him in his nigun, in the nigun with which the Alter Rebbe spoke, he said, the Torah that was given to us is all of it good character, good midas. Even the punishments are all really kindness and good. And the two explanations in the Gemara are really interdependent. You can't have good midas without Torah, and there can't be Torah without good midas. And exactly the same thing happened to the Tzemach Tzedek when he was in that age, between the ages of 8 and 11 years old.